This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, joined now by Officer Steve Proffitt, Day to Day Senior Producer and Warden at the Department of Corrections.
Da 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 da.
All right, that's another version of our theme music. So, Warden Steve, this is the place where we try at least to address, and if not correct, errors we have made on this program.
Yes, and today it's all about pronunciation, usage, and style.
I like to think I have some style.
I think you do. But let's start with pronunciation and the name of a German company that is tangentially, at least, in the news. Yesterday, on our Marketplace segment about the purchase of PeopleSoft by Oracle.
These are two big software companies that work in the business software field.
Right. The marketers call that enterprise solutions. Anyway, Lisa Napoli of Marketplace talked about this story.
The deal makes this combined company the second largest maker of business software in the world after SAP. That's a German company.
But in fact, the company in question is called SAP.
The error is a little like pronouncing IBM IBM or NPR NPR. Mark Ostro in Seattle, Washington.
You know, Mark, sometimes we call it Nipper here, but okay, SAP, not SAP. What else?
Now we move into the area of usage and style and the wrath of the NPR library.
Well, bless them, those NPR librarians. We call them all the time. I've already called today for a lot of basic fact-checking, plus to figure out how to pronounce things properly and what the right term for something is. Last week, for a story about perceived ethnicity, I called wondering, what is the NPR policy on using the term Hispanic or Latino? Which one? And I said on the air that the library didn't know, and I got a sort of flame email from Senior Librarian Key Molesky.
Hello, Key?
Ow!
Key?
How are you?
Anyway, I decided I better call her to try to smooth things over.
Our style is to use both words because people who describe themselves as Hispanic or Latino are not universally agreed on one term. And so NPR does not have a style preference, but that's not the same as saying we don't know.
Was it offensive in some way that I said that I called the library and they didn't know?
If it weren't you, I wouldn't even have said anything, but it's just so much fun to give you a hard time.
Let me ask you about the Ukraine, Key, because there's this...
Ukraine, no the.
Well, actually, I was thinking of this email that you sent around the other day about pronunciation of the capital of Ukraine, which you noted is Kiev.
Right.
Not Kiev,
not
but Kiev.
Right.
Isn't this a little bit, you know, your first name is Key, and...
So, yes, it's a subliminal hint to certain programs that don't put their librarians in the credits.
All right, thank
we'll
you,
see.
Key. All right.
All right, bye, Al.
NPR librarian Key Molesky.
And the only person who can get away with calling you Al. You know, I might be the warden, but she's the Minister of Information, and that's the Department of Corrections.
If you have corrections, dear listeners, you can send them to us at daytoday@npr.org. Warden Steve, thank you.
Yes, have a pleasant day, sir.